Ratio Daily for Anti Friday and Eclipse Day.
Don't look at it.
I hope you got all your donuts. Do not take a picture of it with your phone, okay? Better safe than Smurfy. Remember the show from Friday. Hi, we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The folks bringing the tea today with a lady that always speaks her mind. It's the Flinstress.
My time is precious. You're wasting it.
Oh, snap.
Duly noted. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man. Pandora doesn't go back in the box. It only comes out.
Only comes out. What happened on this fantastical day, yo?
Well, we're starting back in 1888. William Seward Burroughs of St. Louis, Missouri, has granted 4 patents for the first successful calculating machine, sometimes referred to as an adding and listing machine. It is not exactly practical, but eventually he continues his design, becoming a pioneer of the calculator industry. Math students everywhere, thank you.
1911, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa is stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, by a Louvre employee. It'll be recovered in Italy in 1913 by an ancestor of Robert Langdon.
In 1965, NASA launches the Gemini 5 spacecraft into orbit atop the Titan 5 rocket.
1969, Ralph Baer files a patent for creating a television gaming apparatus and method, one of the many pieces that would later become part of the Magnavox Odyssey.
In 74, Atari introduced the racing game Grand Track 10. It's the first use of ROM in an arcade game, and therefore it is the first game to feature characters more elaborate than a simple box.
1989, the U.S. space probe Voyager 2 arrives at Neptune's mysterious moon Triton.
It was never heard from
mysterious.
Again. Oh, wait. Also in science news, NASA in 1993 loses contact with the Mars Observer spacecraft due to a design flaw in the rocket thruster fuel tanks 3 days before its scheduled entry into orbit around the red planet, or aliens.
1995, Nintendo launches the Virtual Boy portable game system in the U.S., a 32-bit RISC microprocessor, digital stereo sound, double grip controller, dual directional control buttons, and a display system. It was red. The goddamn thing was red. Stereoscopic 3D, it was red. It was so weird. It was
wow.
So strange.
In 98, New Line Cinemas releases the comic book adaptation film Blade, directed by Stephen Norrington and starring Wesley Snipes and other people. Blade was a great movie.
Blade was the first good Marvel movie.
Ah,
there wasn't
right.
One before that. 2000, MP3.com, never heard of it, states they've reached a settlement of a pending copyright infringement suit made against them by Sony Music. The agreement lets MP3.com to use some of its music on its internet-based system at a cost of about $20 million.
In 2006, the independently produced documentary Steal This Film is released online through the Pirate Bay BitTorrent tracker.
Never heard of it.
The film introduces prominent Swedish pirates, explores pirate culture, argumenti, and presents a critical analysis of regulatory action brought against pirate organizations.
2006 as well, the Sci-Fi Channel announces it will not be renewing Stargate SG-1 for an 11th season, and voices cried out as if, you know, suddenly, and then they were gone. In response, numerous fan sites protesting the cancellation pop up around the web, which always works.
Right.
Birthdays?
Hayden Panettiere is 28 from A Bug's Life, Remember the Titans Hero, Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, and Nashville.
Cameron Winklevoss is 36, an American rower and businessman, co-founded ConnectU. Mark Zuckerberg ripped him off.
And also Tyler, his brother is also 36 because they were twins, our twins.
Sergey Brin is 44. He co-founded Google.
Carrie Ann Moss is 50 from The Matrix, Memento, Red Planet, and Silent Hill Revelation, and Jessica Jones.
Hugh Wilson is 74, the creator of WKRP in Cincinnati and the director of Police Academy.
Wow.
Two of the greatest things ever made.
Clarence Williams III is 78 from Mod Squad, Purple Rain, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, Half-Baked, Tales from the Hood.
Melvin Van Peebles is 85 from Watermelon Man, Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, Jaws the Revenge, the TV version of The Shining, and the immortal, the Hebrew Hammer.
No longer with us, born on this day in 1754, William Murdoch, Scottish engineer and inventor, created gaslighting.
1906, Friz Freleng, an American animator, cartoonist, director, producer, and composer, known for his work on the Warner Brothers' Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
In 1916, Bill Lee, Dada and Cinderella, singing elephant in Shere Khan in The Jungle Book, the singing voice, and the singing goblin in the animated The Hobbit.
1924, Jack Weston from The Incredible Mr. Limpet, Can't Stop the Music, Dirty Dancing, Ishtar, and Short Circuit 2, literally Electric
Boogaloo. Well, on TV tonight, we have CBS, a rerun of Kevin Can Wait, Man with a Plan, Mom, Life in Pieces, and CBSN on assignment.
ABC has a new Bachelor in Paradise, and to tell the truth, Those two work together.
And on NBC, we have a new American Ninja Warrior. Manfred's Task catches up with him on Midnight Texas.
Manfred. On Fox, it's a new So You Think You Can Dance, huh?
Yeah. On the CW, reruns of Supergirl, but then we have Hootin' and the Lady.
Freeform, Dirty Dancing, because they're adding that to their Harry Potter and Twilight rotation.
Sure. AMC, Jesse connects with an unlikely source on Preacher and a new Loaded.
On Disney XD, it's a new episode of The Igan Show.
I think that's IGN.
No.
FX is showing The Hangover 3.
FXX, The Simpsons Sideshow, Bob and Selma get together. Who Shot Mr. Burns? Ooh. And one of my favorites of all time, 22 short films about Springfield, Pulp Fiction episode.
And FXM has Oblivion.
On History Channel, Lone Wolves Strike in the United States on the new Ice Age of Terror.
Dun, dun, dun. BBC America has a Voyager marathon. And this one where Doc helps renegade holograms and Chakotay moves through time zones.
Now in the Central, now in Mountain. Sundance, Silence of the Lambs, followed by Hannibal.
On Sci-Fi, we have Paul. That was a good
movie. TBS, it's New American Dad and People of Earth.
On TNT, Will learns of Alice's new passion on Will.
No, on Science Channel, it's a new Voyager, the definitive history.
On WWE, Monday Night Raw, which is on USA.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
But
backwards.
Tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman must save her teenage daughter when the girl's best friend frames her for murder.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tonight, Cynthia Gibb and Nicole Gale star in Accused at 17.
She can barely get into a movie.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Oh my God, sit down, everybody. Oh my God. Chad proposes to Abby. And if I even see someone that looks like Kate start walking around, I'm going to have to... Wait a minute. It's going to be one of those patented dramatic freeze frame cliffhangers, isn't it? Either way, hashtag Chabby Progress forever.
You got mail, baby.
Indeed we do. Dear Billy Flanopoulos and podcasting's Rich Sigfridicus, at least that's what I assume your names really are, if we are to believe Gareth David Lloyd and that we are listening to Greek Radio Daily. Plus Wang.
He's cute enough. He can mess up our name all he wants.
Damn right. Plus Wang, breast, hee hee. Because aren't we all still 12 years old deep down? So until they drag a list of immaturity from my otherwise withered soul, make mine GRD. That is from Mad Sci. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm sure somewhere, because I had him say it a couple of times, I'm sure somewhere he said it right, but I really wasn't paying attention to what he said. Sorry. That's the way that goes. Because I'm still 12. If you would like to drop a note, please do. Tell us how 12 you are. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com because, hey, 12. I think we could say that again. 12.
So, are we ready to go to Balticon?
Well, actually, that was last week.
No. Last week was the Potter Powwow. This week is Balticon.
No, actually, it's the Geeks Who Drink tonight at the Irish Pub.
You're dreaming, mate. That's tomorrow night.
No. What do you mean I'm dreaming? My memory's like a steel trap.
A rusty one.
I told you.
Why don't you just check out the Nerd Out app?
What's the Nerd Out app?
If you're looking to connect with local dungeon crawls, movie marathons, or trivia nights in your corner of the world, then you need the Nerd Out app. The Nerd Out app is your mobile planner for science fiction conventions, gaming events, film festivals, and even special museum exhibits geared for the geek in you. And if you want to catch the latest news on what's happening or coming soon to your current location, swing by nerdoutapp.com, where we feature upcoming events, convention reviews, and more. And just like the blog, the Nerd Out app is free. Stay in the know on where to get your geek on with the Nerd Out app, available for iOS and Android.
Hi, this is Hayden Panettiere from NBC's Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Label Radio.
Because, you know, this used to be a different show a long time ago.
You took it way back.
It's the only job. We haven't seen her since because she's been hiding from us, and I don't blame me for that at all. Oh my gosh, what did folks go and see, yo?
This week's 10, last week's 20, because I guess it opened in more theaters. We have Wind River. It made $3 million. It's made $4.5 million.
649 more theaters. This week's 9 was last week's 4, The Dark Tower.
Damn.
$3.7 million. It's made $41 million in 3 weeks on a $60 million budget. It will not see that back.
Yeah. This week's 8, last week's 5, Girls Trip, put up another $3.8 million. It's made $103 million on a budget of $19 million. We will probably see Girls Trip 2.
Girls Trippier. This week's 7 was last week's 7, Spider-Man Homecoming, another $4.2 million. $314 million in 7 weeks on a $175 million budget.
Mm. This week 6, also 6, The Emoji Movie put up another $4.3 million. It's made $72 million on a budget of $50 million.
This week's 5, last week's 3, the sequel no one asked for, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Nutty by Nature.
Hey. Oh, making $5.1 million, 17.6 in 2 weeks on a $40 million budget. They're not getting that back.
Good. No Nut Job 3. This week's 4, last week's 2 is Dunkirk, the war movie, $6.7 million. It's made $166 million on a $100 million budget.
This week's 3 is a new one, Logan Lucky, which looks damn funny, but only
not the sequel to Logan.
It's not. But made $8 million on a budget of $29 million.
Okay. This week's 2, last week's 1, Annabelle Creation, Scary Movies in the Summer. Okay. $15.5 million. It's made $64 million on a budget of $15 million. Oh, they're cheap to make.
Yeah, exactly. And the number one movie in America is The Hitman's Bodyguard. Samuel L. Jackson and Deadpool get together and put $21.6 million on the board for a budget of $29 million. They're probably going to get that back. The hitman continues to guard bodies. I think it's what it's called.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news.
Taking a look at the world from a, what do you call it? A geeky
point of view.
That is exactly it. So on Friday, the geekosphere lost its damn mind with the news that Obi-Wan is the next Star Wars spinoff film being made. Stephen Daldry, the Oscar-nominated director behind Billy Elliot and The Hours, is in talks to direct. No one has gotten in contact with Ewan McGregor, and he's been saying for years he'd love to do it. Disney would not offer a comment, and Variety said it's not going to happen. So I guess take this with a grain of midichlorians.
Boo.
People have been wanting a long time for this to happen. I mean, we've seen young Obi-Wan adventures in Star Wars Rebels and some of the comics recently. So, yes, it's still very, very early stages. Now, Star Wars is going to be in theaters every year for quite a while now. But now we honestly do not know 100% that this is the next film. It, common sense says it is, but what are you going to do? And if so, when is it set? What's it about? Him learning to imitate a Kryat dragon? If it does not happen, he shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
The CW is readying another female-led TV series with the addition of historical fiction in the form of The Valiant. The show is an adaptation of the young adult novel by Leslie Livingston about a Celtic princess who's forced to rise through the ranks of gladiatorial combat to earn her freedom. It follows the journey of Fallon, a young princess who flees from arranged marriage only to find herself captured by bandits and sold into a school for female gladiators patroned by Julius Caesar, who's the man responsible for killing her sister during a Roman invasion. Dun-dun. So, forced to fight for Caesar's approval and her chance to be free, she finds herself caught in a never-ending cycle of conflict and drama, with more swords and arena and combat than you usually expect from a protagonist on a CW show. It's in line with the network's YA fiction market, but it's interesting to see the CW delve into something a bit beyond the genre fiction it's come to be known for in recent years. The series has yet to be ordered into series, but will be executive produced by Lori Arendt and Mary Beth Bastille. It should go to series. So, you know, write to everybody you know if you want to see it happen. Essentially, if you have a toddler who likes Nick Jr., this looks like it's Nella the Princess Knight for grown-ups.
In the nearly 80 years that he's spent terrorizing Gotham City, he's gone by so many different names. John Doe, the Harlequin of Hate, the Clown Prince of Crime, Puddin'. The Joker's true identity is the card he's always played close to his chest, but never, ever, ever, ever has it been revealed, nor should it.
Nor should it be.
Except it actually is coming out in Batman White Knight. White Knight writer and artist Sean Gordon Murphy took to his Twitter account to share some information. He just gotten it clear from DC and Warner. He said, quote, big news, Jack Napier will be the name of my Joker. Warner just approved. First time Napier has been in comics, minus Burton adaptations. Because, yeah, if you'll remember, Jack Napier was Jack Nicholson's character in Tim Burton's Batman Who Becomes the Joker, which was one of my biggest issues with the film. So, kind of, we've known for like almost 30 years who he is. Now, keep in mind, Melvin Reapan was the name of the Joker in Dennis O'Neill and Brett Belvin's Batman Legends of the Dark Knight from 1993, and Reapan spelled backwards is is Napier. Because White Knight takes place in an alternate universe where Batman is the ultimate evil plaguing Gotham and the Joker is the one hero who can stop him, blah, blah, blah. So, basically, I would have accepted the unnamed guy in Carl Beaumont's gang, but this is an alternate universe, which means it's going to change again, especially when DC launches their universe again, which could literally be any week at this moment.
Yeah, comics are so convoluted. What can you do? Sad news. Actor Sonny Landham, who made memorable appearances in 1980s action classics, Predator, 48 Hours, has died from congestive heart failure in Kentucky. He was 76. He's part Seminole and part Cherokee. Landham's early work in the 70s included X-rated films before transitioning to more mainstream fare with Walter Hill's iconic 1979 street gang thriller, The Warriors. Come out and play, yay! He went on to play tough guys in various 80s and 90s films like Action Jackson, Maximum Force, and most famously as Native American tracker Billy Soul in Arnold Schwarzenegger's lead Predator and the criminal Billy Bear in 48 Hours. In 2003, he briefly campaigned for governor of Kentucky, but was unable to secure the Republican Party's nomination. He ran for Kentucky State Senate as well. He's survived by his son William and daughter Priscilla. He never did figure out what was in those trees.
And a double punch of sad news. Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis passed away from natural causes at age 91.
He's one of those I'm like, oh, he was still alive.
And in Las Vegas, he had been hospitalized in June. Starting off as the goofball sidekick to Dean Martin in a nightclub act, they became hugely successful before a bit of ego got in the way of those two. Now, he's been in a ton of things. The Bellboy, the Errand Boy, the Family Jewels, the Lady Man's, At War with the Army, the Geisha Boy, Hollywood A Bus, Living It Up, Funny Bones, the Underappreciated, the King of Comedy, Cinderfella, and was the original Nutty Professor. And of course, now that he's dead, the weird thing is some of us are kind of excited because he specifically said the 1972 directed The Day the Clown Cried. It was a film that he would never be seen until after he was dead. Now, some people have seen it in that he played a circus clown imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II, forced to lead kids to gas chambers. Yeah. So I really do have to see that. Lewis also, of course, famed philanthropist who helped raise more than $2 billion for the Muscular Dystrophy Association through their telethon that he hosted for 44 years.
Wow.
Now, he's survived by his wife, Sandy Pitnick, 5 sons and 1 daughter. Say what you will. Jerry Lewis was considered a genius in France. This country did not love him to the level they should. Did he have a bit of an ego? Absolutely, he did. Did that hurt part of that? Sure, it did. But damn it, people really appreciate Jerry Lewis now. Keep in mind some of the things that he said. I've had great success at being a total idiot. People hate me because I am a multifaceted, talented, wealthy, internationally famous genius. And the one I'd like to remember, every man's dream is to be able to sink into the arms of a woman without also falling into her hands. So, sir, you shall damn well be missed. GOD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 963. Put a license and check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Stop by youtube.com/geekradiodaily. It fills me with such stupid joy to say that. And hey, talk to us about your 12-year-oldness. You know, it's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. And don't forget, we sent you off for the question on Friday. If you haven't listened, go listen and send that in. And we will see you the next damn time that we do.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers!
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
Martino, you know better than to...
Bert, I said this is Jerry. Jerry Langford. And I'm in deep trouble. Now, you best pay attention.
Yeah, I am listening.
Now, listen, Bert. Listen carefully. I have a gun at my head. If a man who identifies himself as the king, cards upside down, is not allowed to be the first guest on, you got a blank card.
Hold on, Bert. I'm reading from cue cards. Tonight's show.
You will never see me go back alive again. It's not grammatically correct, but I think you have the idea.